Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. You are joining the 2018 Christian Counseling Training Institute, Unit 2 for this year, the Leadership and Christian Education. This track is dedicated to leadership information to equip today's 21st century leaders with spiritual insight that will allow them to position themselves and leave a legacy that enables the harvest of today to apply the spiritual and biblical principles of God while strengthening their foundational so that they may fulfill God's mandate according to Matthew 28. We meet at 1750 West 103rd Street on the upper level on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 9:30. The classes will be Spiritual Warfare in Counseling, The Battle Between God, Coping Skills, Extracting the Sweet from the Bitter, Let's Make Lemonade, and then Biblical Integration of Emotional Health, Emotionally Healthy Spiritually. There's a one-time application fee, this unit of $50, and the tuition for the class unit is $135. If you need more information, you can call us at 773-779-2900. We are live, going on location. Good evening.
Good evening. We are still getting prepared. So can we have some music while we still get ourselves together?
Absolutely. We have music and we have announcement. Because this Unit 2 is comprised of 2 days. We meet on Mondays, and it will be from March 19th and March 20th through April 23rd, 2018. And then we have Unit 2. Unit 2 on Tuesday evening. The meeting time is the same, from 6:30 to 9:30 Central Standard Time. And the Tuesday training is for life coaching. So, therapeutic spiritual life coach training. So, if you're interested in looking into a career that empowers you to assist others in changing their lives forever, or training that prepares you to work in the exciting field of life coaching in a program that integrates the theory of spiritual life coaching and theosophy, the word of God, look no further. CCPI is offering a Christian spiritually based life coaching certification program that will prepare you to work in the exciting field of life coaching, known as therapeutic spiritual life coach training. It is every Tuesday from March 20th through April 24th, from 6:30 to 9:30 Central Standard Time. And the subjects to be covered will be the foundations of coaching, then purpose, passion, and the power of God in you. And finally, ethics and confidentiality. Again, there is a one-time application fee of $50 and a tuition of $135 for the unit. Make sure I give you that correctly. Yes, $135 for the unit. If you cannot make it into the campus, because of your physical location and other restraints, we encourage you to tune us in on Blog Talk Radio, 619-924-0684. Also, any classes that have gone on that you may have missed, you can log into www.blogtalkradio.com/LFC Word License. Again, bring your pens, pencil, paper, and an open heart and mind, and get ready to grow. So while we are waiting on the physical location,
we're ready. Appreciate you. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate those that are listening via Blog Talk and those that are here at the physical location, getting registered and all those great things. We want to be able to just probably reiterate that on starting today, March 19th, through April 23rd, on Mondays, we're going to be looking at spiritual warfare and counseling, the battle between God's coping skills, extracting the sweet from the bitter, let's make lemonade, and a biblical integration of emotional health, the emotionally healthy spirituality. And again, reiterating that on Tuesdays, March 20th through April 24th, we will be looking at the curriculum for Therapia Life Specialists. It is our Apostolic Life Coaching Program. And we will be looking at, for the next 6 weeks, the foundation of coaching, the purpose and passion and power of God in you, and ethics and confidentiality. Again, these 6 classes that I have named, I have not put them in the order that they're going to be taught. And so if you are listening via Blog Talk, weekly you will have to listen for the order that they will be facilitated in. And then on tomorrow, being Tuesday, March 20th, those facilitators will give you the order by which those 3 classes will be facilitated in. It is going to be my endeavor to make sure that we do spiritual warfare and counseling, the battle between God's first, followed by coping skills, extracting the sweet from the bitter, let's make some lemonade, and then concluding with a biblical integration of emotional health, emotionally healthy spirituality. Well, the blessing of Monday, March 19th, is that it is the first day of class, and we do not hold a full class, and so we kind of do an overview for individuals, and we answer any questions, and we're going to talk about some of the textbooks that we will be using for these following courses. So if while I am speaking, you have any questions, comments, and or concerns, suggestions, input, please by all means let me know and we'll go from there. All right. So spiritual warfare and counseling, the battle between gods. And so for the spiritual warfare and counseling, the battle between gods, a great deal of what we will look at in that particular class is we're going to go over some fundamental information about spiritual warfare counseling. What is it? How you do it? What does it involve? And what should the outcome or what should the goal of spiritual warfare counseling be? The concept of the battle between gods is where we're going to focus. So our goal for the next 2 weeks is going to be to address some just basic spiritual warfare and counseling things, and then spend the remaining 3 weeks in addressing the battle between gods. The battle between God aspects. It is going to be identifying the idol identifying the signatures of the idol, or better yet, I won't use identifying the idol or identifying the gods, lowercase g. What the battle between God, what is the battle that is going on between our flesh and the spirit? We know it's a battle. How do we get to the place where we can defeat the idols that battle for a place of position in our heart or on the throne of our life? So how do we identify what those are? How do we dethrone them? And then what do we need to replace? And the good thing about this is that it's a counseling class. So we're actually using the counseling term this go around. So because it is actually a counseling class, then what we need to be able to do is, as we identify the gods, lower G, what the battle is, okay, because we can have a multiplicity of gods, demigods, battling for something, but they're each battling for something. So we need to identify the gods and then identify what they're battling for, and then develop a counseling strategy to show us, now, how do we dethrone them? How do we defeat them? How do we bring them down? Okay, and then once that's done, how do we get our heart back together? How do we get to the place where we're repaired? How do we get back to the place where, how do we walk away from the battle whole again? How's that? Mm-hmm. Or at least with the steps to wholeness, okay? Mm-hmm. If not whole, because we only have 6 weeks. If not whole, with some steps to wholeness, okay? And so we're going to use some counseling books. I was looking for my counseling Bible that I, I'm looking for my counseling Bible. Let me just say that I am definitely looking for it. But there are some spiritual warfare and counseling books that we're going to use. And so I am going to have to, I didn't bring those in here. So nevertheless, I will grab that and get that for you. But just so that we're clear as we're going to be without a syllabus, okay? So that you know what you need for next week, I'm going to talk slow. So if you want to call it homework, you can call it homework. If you want to call it life work, you can call it life work. But this is what you need. I don't care what you call it, you have to do it. This is I must do work, okay? You need to be able to identify, define what is counseling, what's the basic definition for counseling, and what the basic definition for spiritual warfare is, and what it looks like when you marry the two. What it looks like when you marry the two. Now I have this cute little thing that I want us to do, and this is for that same class. So when you write down the word idols, what's the first two letters in the word idol? So you're going to identify the idol's ID. And, we're just going to stop there. I won't give more than that. Okay. Do you guys want part of your long-term project now?
Please.
So part of your end of the unit course assignment will be to create a case study, okay, for counseling, where you identify what the battle is for, what this battle is for, what the battleground is, and what are the tools that you're going to use for your spiritual warfare counseling in bringing that person through a session. Okay? So you're going to do a mock session, and you're going to say, look, this is what the problem is. Okay? This is the problem, or this is the battle. These are the idol's ID. These are his tag marks, okay? And they are battling for the individual's heart or for their mind. I love the battleground of the mind for their destiny. We spent a lot of time talking about destiny. I mean, you can come up with anything, okay? And these are the steps that we are going to use based off of this counseling modality. This is what I am going to use to bring this person. This is what this session is going to look like. My ultimate goal is to get the person delivered from the gods of, whatever. Whatever it is, okay? And these are the steps that I'm going to take, and these are the tools that we're going to use. And I have to do, this is the battleground, and I need to accomplish this in one session that is approximately 35 minutes. This is what it's going to look like. So you have to have it on paper before you can talk about it. You're not going to take all 35 minutes to illustrate it, but the scenario has to be on paper. So that's the conclusion of the matter. That will be due the last day of class, which is April 23rd. And it'll be due in writing digitally. All right? Questions, comments, concerns to those listening via Blog Talk? Any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, input? I definitely recommend you have a counseling Bible and a spiritual warfare Bible. Both of them. I can't find right now. The Bible? Oh, it doesn't matter. Whoever you find. Those are just going to, you know, your counseling Bible, your spiritual warfare Bible are just going to be superb tools. Okay, if you're into counseling, you're going to use them on a regular basis. All of whatever books you have on spiritual warfare, it's going to be helpful to help you identify these different idols, okay, or these different demigods. So these can't be issues. I don't want you to make an issue. An issue doesn't have to be a god. It doesn't have to be a demigod. An issue can just be a fruit, okay? The demigod is the dominating thing. It has become a god that can wage war in whatever the battleground is, and, you know, with Jehovah in you. And I preference it by saying Jehovah in you. So those listening via Blog Talk, any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, clarifications needed for spiritual warfare in counseling the battle between gods? You're live. Okay, no problem. I'm shifting to coping skills, extracting the sweet from the bitter. I am going to have so much fun here. Let's make some lemonade. So we really, again, you want to use your counseling Bible, or there's a great encouragement Bible. And the encouragement Bible is the one that talks about answers for those that are hurting. It's a good one by Jay Adams. There's a few good ones out there. I will try to bring some in here and share it also with those listening via Blog Talk. But you definitely want to have scripture for this unit is going to become your greatest tool. So whatever scriptural Rolodex that I encourage you to, I'm getting ahead of myself, so let me slow down. So coping skills. Our responsibility is to begin to look at some key issues that people have to contend with every day. Okay? Each of you are going to pick five. You're going to pick five, and that's just going to always be the example that you use. So for every class, you're going to hang out with your five coping skills. What are some things you just have to deal with every day?
Don't make it difficult. Don't, because you're going to be responsible for coming up with this scriptural Rolodex. So make it user-friendly. Make it purposeful. But you're going to always work with the five. So we're not going to make up examples. You're going to look on your list and go, you know what, mine is depression or loneliness or, you know, just budgeting, okay, parenting, just, you know, just every day, you know, gossiping, lying. You're just something that I have to, you know, deal with every day, you know. Just I'm easily irritated. You just irritate me. The presence of people. So whatever it is, don't just pick five. Five that you can work, okay? You are going to perfect those five. Now, why? I need it to be something you're passionate about, okay? Maybe it's that you're a procrastinator. Maybe you're conceited. I don't know. You have pride. Just five things you have to cope with. Okay, maybe you're constantly late, you're tardy, whatever these five things are. When I say you're going to be responsible for creating this scriptorial Rolodex, it is going to be so much fun. So as you deal with these five issues, okay, you need scripture as an arsenal to help you cope with these five issues. So you're going to always refer to your scriptures for each issue. Make sure that they are specific to whatever the issue is. Are we making sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
Five issues and scripture. That, if nothing else, I want you to always remember that. Then you're going to always need a limit. You're going to always need a limit. Okay? Now, you're going to need a sweetener. And you're going to need a sweetener. Whatever sweetener you want to use is up to you. You need a lemon and a sweetener, okay? Because every class you're going to make lemonade. So that means this lemon is going to be made up of those five things. And the only way to get to the conclusion of it, because that lemon is just going to serve as a visual aid, is your visual aid. And the end result should always be what?
Sweetener.
Lemonade, right? Okay, so how do I go from a lemon to some lemonade that's supposed to be refreshing? I need to begin to look at what my lemon is made up of and figure out how to get the sweet out of this bitter lemon. How do I get the sweet out of this bitter lemon? What's the number one tool that I can use to get the sweetness out of this lemon? Mm-hmm. What?
You're asking
scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus is going to be extracting the sweet from the bitter, okay? I have this bitter lemon. I need to be able to add something to it in order to pull something out of it. And whatever it is I add to it, when I pull it out, it should be different. The
personal real issues we deal with or people deal with.
It doesn't matter. It could be yours. It could be the people God sent you to. It could. That's on you. As long as you have five, you're going to work these five. You're going to get sick of these five things.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're going to always do all five, but it'll give you some variety, okay? Especially when we talk about creating these spiritual Rolodex. So at the end of the day, and I'll give you guys an example of what it's going to look like. This is the issue. This is the definition of the issue. This is what God says about the issue. This is individuals in the Bible that have that issue, and this is the remedy to deal with the issue. Now I have lemonade. Does that make sense? Okay. Five things. This is the issue. This is how it's defined. This is what God says about it. You know what you say about it and what God says about it is two different things. So it becomes very important. Don't just tell me what God says, because you won't recognize your issue if all you do is see what God says. You got to get to the point where you get past what you say about it to what God says about it. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be part of our process. How do I get past my thought process about it to God's thought process? And the only way I can do that is begin to apply all of these scriptures. And now I have the Bible that can show me, you mean so-and-so dealt with fear? So-and-so dealt with rejection in the Bible? Okay, I never thought about them from that perspective. Now I'm getting a clue. I'm getting an idea how I'm going to take this lemon that's just going to become like our stress ball. Anybody do, okay, therapy, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to become my stress ball. And now I'm going to begin to add something. Now I will give you a clue. Depending on your sweetener, it's going to speak to what you come up with. So somebody may be a honey person. Somebody may be a sugar person. Somebody may be a Splenda person. Somebody may be a sweet and low person. Somebody may be an equal person. Somebody may just add more water to take away from the potency of the bitterness. But your lemonade is going to look different for each issue depending on how you choose to sweeten it. And we'll talk about that later, because I'm going to talk
about bitter water. It's good. I'm just going to get a stick.
Throw it in there, and but you got to learn how to work that stick. That's it. You got to learn how to work that stick. That's what's going to become important, because the people that use artificial sweeteners, your results are going to be artificial.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Now, don't be frowning at me. It's day one. We haven't even been an hour into it. Questions, comments, concerns. Coping skill. Now, remember the key here, because I could have went from I could have called it let's just make lemonade. Mm-hmm. But we specifically use the word extracting. You're going to need to understand what it's going to look like to extract out. Questions, comments, concerns, suggestion, input, your greatest tool is going to be the Bible. If you're an internet person, you're going to have a ball on the internet, because there's just so much stuff out there to help people cope. Mm-hmm. And you're going to add that into your process, okay? Mm-hmm. And prayerfully, let me just help everybody today. Hopefully everybody that's taking the class is listening online as well. I pray that by the time we get to lemonade, we have dealt with the term cope.
Mm-hmm.
That's free. I won't charge you all for that. You should no longer be coping. But that's free, and I'm 5 weeks ahead of myself now.
Okay.
Questions, comments, concerns, suggestions? Are we having fun yet? Come on, somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord, make these bones. We're going to get to the point where we begin to praise the Lord. Lord, these bones you broke.
Man.
Come on, y'all. Yeah. They are rejoicing. Uh-huh, you got up in there and you broke some stuff, because it was something that needed to come out of me. And once it came out, we could have a drink together.
Yeah,
you just didn't know you was going to be the drink officer.
What you say?
But that's all right. I'm definitely 5 weeks ahead of myself now.
Like, let's sit down and have a drink. What you talking about?
I'm trying to tell you. Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes. It's actually a counseling class. So we good. This whole unit is counseling. Y'all got me last unit, but this unit, we good.
Okay, Jesus.
We good.
Now, this is pertaining to our final. Is this going to be one of those kind of extended projects that we should know about now?
I just gave you your extended process.
That was from last class.
No, this one I just gave it to you.
You
missed it.
No,
see, y'all playing with me. I'm going to tell you what it was. I said.
Uh-huh.
And it was free. By the time we get to the end, you should have a new word for coping. If you're still coping, I have not done a good job teaching. And because the excellency of the rabbi is my Abba,
you know what?
We ready? We having fun yet? I just want to go on record and say, y'all do not sound like you're having fun. Oh my God, you got the people at Love Talk like laughing
too, like, we not apostles. You the only one stuck there.
We got the joy of doing that. Everybody in here came in here stressed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's the shame on Homer. But it was funny, he was working on that doctoral degree.
And that's all right. I did the life work.
All right,
so, but no, that's what class number two will look like. And so I, you know, I don't want people to feel like they showed up for no reason because I'm going to be done in a minute. But it's okay. You ready to move on?
Absolutely.
Now, for those of you who are just professional students and you don't feel good until you have a book and some paper to write on and an assignment, let me go somewhere and get in my little corner, let me go sit at the park and do this, let me go take a bath and sit, you know, go to the coffee shop. You need tangible stuff. Woo, glory to God. So you can go to the store and buy the emotionally healthy spirituality. This is the third class. You can go buy it, both the book and the
emotional healthy.
The book and the workbook. So it's emotional. The book and workbook are called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. I'm going to spell the author's, well, his first name is Peter, but I'll spell his last name for you. S as in Sam, C-A, Z as in zebra, Z as in zebra, E-R-O. S-C-A-Z-Z-E-R-O. You need both the book and the workbook, and you can feel good because you can read the book and you can turn in the workbook. You feel good now? Do you feel good? Now, as you read this book and you turn in this book that says, it's actually called a course book, and it says workbook at the top. Don't look for the book and the workbook to look alike. Or you know what? Mine is an older set, so maybe the new ones do. But you're going to turn in this book completed. I know you like that. A book. Somebody say, give me book, Lord. Give me a book. This is for you. Now, you're going to do that. I'm not going to talk about this. Are we clear?
Yeah.
You're going to do this. I'm not going to talk about it. Are we clear?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you how to integrate this into your life so that you have good emotional health. Then I'm going to talk about how to integrate this in your life so that you have great emotional health. Then I'm going to go from good to great to biblical. There's going to be some people that I leave behind because you just want to have good emotional health. There's going to be some people that go, okay, I'll go for the ride with you. I'm a ride or die type of person. I want to have great, I want to be, you know, really emotionally healthy. And then the rest of the people, we're going to go all the way until we are biblically emotionally healthy. And there is a huge difference. So please don't ask me questions about the book because you wanted a book and you wanted a course book to do your work in. Read the book, answer the questions. You feel good about that? You feel good about that? All you book people, y'all feel good about that? Wonderful. Sister Cynthia, is that you laughing at me?
Prophet don't feel good about that at all.
It's a good book.
No, ma'am.
It's a book. Okay. I just didn't know if that was you or Keeka laughing at me.
No, ma'am.
You know what? Snap, that could actually be my Aunt Janice laughing at me, but that's all right. It occurred to me, you know. So it's no problem. So the goal for some of you will be to do the book and do the workbook that you'll feel good about yourself, whatever. But for the rest of us, it's to get to a place where we're not just emotionally stable, and we're not just emotionally healthy, because that's relative. okay? But that we are biblically, emotionally whole. That's a different story altogether. The goal is to be biblically, emotionally whole. So what do, you know, so at the end, okay, everybody write this question down. Start off today. You know how you, we're the educators. You know how you start the academic year off and you take a test and it kind of gives them the baseline, and then at the end of the year, well, midway you take a test, and then at the end of the way they're able to assess your growth. Okay. So today, what would be the assessment of the Holy Spirit of your emotions? Keep that question because you're going to answer it again on April 23rd. What would the what assessment would the Holy Spirit make about your emotions? What assessment would he make? Would he say you were a junkie? Would he say you didn't have a good grip of reality? Would he say you were emotionally disconnected? What would he say? So you want to answer that question today, and then you want to answer that question on the 23rd, okay? So how, you know, you're going to look. You're going to journal your emotions. You're going to keep a chart of them, okay? You're not going to start that today. You're not going to start that till next week, okay? But just so you know, you're going to keep a chart of your emotions, and you're going to go, where's my emotion wheel? I need to go get the wheel. And you're going to go, and that's not Cynthia.
No, ma'am.
You're laughing. I hear you, sweetie. I hear you. Okay, so listen. You're going to look at your our little feeling wheel. And as you identify what emotions or feelings you're having, you're going to go, okay, are these, does Scripture give me the right to have this?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, anybody ever been angry?
Mm-hmm. Ma'am?
Has anybody ever been angry?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. When you were angry, did you sin? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so there, I don't know who's on Blog Talk, but they was like, yes, I did. Okay, did you get that? Did you hear that? So that means that scripturally, see, somebody, good emotions say, oh, you can identify the emotion of anger. And so that, they're going to give you 2 points for that. You were angry and you were able to say, you know what, I am angry. You didn't suppress it, okay? Great emotional health says, how did you deal with that anger, okay? Did you communicate about it? Did you let the individual? It's, you know, it's this like kind of psychosomatic way you walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture says, the Bible says you can be angry but don't sin.
Mm-hmm.
But then it takes it a little further, okay? Because can we be angry and not sin? You're going to have to think about that. And then next, did the Scripture actually give us permission to be angry? Or is anger a fruit of self-righteousness? Or is anger a fruit of uncrucified pride? Or is anger a fruit that is rooted out of our flesh, and our flesh is supposed to die daily, and therefore we don't have a right? See how much fun we don't have? Prophet, I feel you. Elder in the corner? Okay. anybody? Hello? A lifeline? Help?
Yeah.
No, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You see how much fun we're going to have?
Yeah.
And so anger is just the safe one because we can go through Scripture and we can see all kind of examples of anger in Scripture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. But was it scriptural?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Any questions, comments, or concerns before I tell you to enjoy the Ministry of the Holy Spirit?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Apostle, I would like some clarity.
Yes, ma'am. Who am I? Do I have the pleasure of speaking with now?
Cynthia.
I know.
The real Cynthia. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Back to the last class, the coping skills. So we need to identify five issues that we deal with daily that looks like our lemon.
Okay, I can live with that. If that's how you interpret it, that's fine. Five issues. You're going to use your lemon as an example to process them. But if you need to see your five issues as being the bitter thing that life has dealt you, and now somebody wants to tell you take all that bitterness and get a drink from it, okay. Make you a drink. We're going to get to lemonade. I know all the tart drinks you're going to try to make up in here. With all of the toxic world adjectives you can add to it. That's for all of the alcoholic beverage drinkers. Mm-hmm. We're not making no Mike's Hard Lemonade either, for the record. I just want to be clear. No, we can't rock that lemonade. I am not trying to deaden your emotions so that when you come to the next class, you're like, it's all good. It's good. This is how I choose to cope. Are there any other questions from our Blog Talk family? Because those at the main location have lost it.
Apostle, this is Sister Arnett.
Yes.
I need to ask you a question. When you say, can we be angry and not sin? Do you have those last two that go with that? I just was trying to write it down.
The last what?
Last two parts of what you had us to write down? The questions?
No, that was just I was using that as an example. Can you be angry and not sin? Does Scripture even give you the right to be angry? You know, is anger something rooted out of your flesh? Does this speak to an uncircumcised, an unyielded flesh? Is anger just a result of you having a temper tantrum because you don't want to conform to the ways and thoughts of God? He is our higher, and you don't want to go that high. Okay, I told you it's a counseling class. I'm ready for y'all now. See, last unit, somebody had to tell me that I was in the middle of a counseling class. I was a little confused as to what was happening. But I got schooled. This unit, I'm ready to counsel.
Thank you, Apostle.
If you don't, you're very welcome. If you do like lemons, can you use something else? Because lemon, the bitterness of lemon isn't an issue or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. And somebody online said absolutely as well. And you know what? Because this is counseling. See, I'm shifting. I'm good.
Yes, you are.
So I like lemons. So the fact that a lemon is bitter, I have no need to add anything to that lemon to get lemonade. Is that what I'm to understand? Can you? No, I'm saying, can you text back and ask? I like lemons.
Okay.
So I don't add anything to my lemons to get lemonade. And I will tell them that that's not possible.
Yeah.
I'm good. See, because if nothing else, the only way you all are going to get lemonade up in here, Apostle, don't shake your head and walk down the hall. I feel my brother behind me shaking his head and walking like, you know what? Thank you. The truth of the matter is the only way you're going to get lemonade with some lemons is to add what? No.
Water.
That's fine, but you have to have what? You have to have water. What's water in Scripture? We already at week four. We're at week four. So what you're going to find out is that you and your little bitter lemon can't hang out by yourself and still be lemonade.
Okay. Your answer is no.
No, I'm not willing to say no. I'm willing to suggest that if they can, bring it. You can eat lemon, but you don't have lemonade.
Right.
So you can suck on a lemon. You can stick a peppermint inside of the lemon and suck on it. And you can cut it up and put it on your fish if you want to, but you don't have lemonade. This is counseling. See, so my mind is already in a different mode. Overseer, I'm ready this unit. You played last
year. Excuse me, Apostle.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I apologize. Excuse me, this is Arnett.
Sister Arnett, yes.
Okay, if a person decides the peppermint and the lemon, then they're having their own personal lemonade. But you're speaking about counseling, so you mean lemonade for someone else to take a drink off of, right?
Peppermint in the lemon cannot produce lemonade. Again, you have some mutated form, and that's the whole point that I'm trying to make. We keep trying to make mutated forms of what God is trying to bring forth. We got our own mixture and telling the Lord, this is what I got. You work on it. You bless what I got. So, nope. Somebody said that's lemon juice, not lemonade. I didn't say that, but I definitely endorse it. Okay, since we go right ahead. It really, that's all it is. It's a sweeter lemon. Yes.
For the purpose of this class, we have to make lemonade. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yes, we do have to make lemonade. Yep. So, okay, I really did make lemonade with Say, but it's all right. It's all right because this is a counseling class. See, I wasn't ready, but I'm ready now. So, because at the end of the day, you got to make this lemonade with the word. It's going to be very interesting to see how you bring all of that about because it is the word that's going to change the texture of this.
It's just all of our coping skills manifest.
It really is. Our lack of coping skills, our inability to cope. You know, so we project and we do this so we feel better. Oh, we in counseling now.
Yes.
Can we step on my side of the field? Whatever.
That's it.
I'm not playing.
So, do we have any questions, comments, or concerns for in on location and in Blog Talk Land, Minister LaJean? Yes.
The fact that I came late, the spiritual warfare.
Okay, we'll do that afterwards. Yes. Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me, Apostle. This is Sister Arnett. I need to ask this one question, okay? When you spoke about the different things that people would desire to use as sweeteners, okay, you mentioned one thing about if a person uses artificial sweeteners and what they get out of is artificial. Can you break that down a little more, please?
In class.
Thank you.
I'm giving you all some examples.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys are welcome. And then to everybody that is, if you're here or if you plan to take the class via Blog Talk, if you can please text Overseer at 701-430-3, the last four digits of the numbers that you're calling for, because that's how we're going to take attendance. So if you're not present, we need you to text overseer Paulette Thornton the last four digits of your phone number, and you text her at 630-701-4303, because that's how she will be taking attendance. Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? I am so if you are taking the class via Blog Talk, and you've already texted Overseer the last four digits of your number, put your name with that text. Don't assume that it's already pre-saved. Also, you want to text me at 773-779-2900, 773-779-2900, your name and your email address. I do know that I still owe you all emails from last unit. I'm going to go in there and get that done now. But you need to text that information, because I can send you the books. And I'm actually going to go look for the Counseling Bible and another spiritual warfare book, and I want to be able to make that information available to you all as well. So if you are on location, text me, 773-779-2900, your name and your email address. And if you are listening via Blog Talk, kindly text me at 773-779-2900. And we can go from there. This is the only abbreviated class you will have, so I'm definitely look forward to being present, one location or the other, from 6:30 to 9:30 every Monday. For those of you who will be a part of our SOZO, our Therapia Life Specialist, as we are preparing Apostolic Life Coaches, I will see you all on tomorrow, or to our Blog Talk family that will be doing the life coaching. We will interact and enjoy you on tomorrow via Blog Talk. We look for that will not be an abbreviated class. Let me reiterate that. Tomorrow will be a full class. So have enjoyed you all. I enjoy the opportunity to serve you all in this capacity. And for some of you, I'll see you next week. And for others, I'll see you tomorrow. And no matter who you are or where you are, yield to and embrace so that you can learn how to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye for now.